A milestone today for the number of people on the planet.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective on business and economics. 7 billion people. That's how many people reside on Earth as of today, according to the United Nations. Marketplace sustainability reporter Eve Tro is with us live in our Los Angeles studio to talk about how population growth affects a country's economy. Good morning, Eve.
Good morning.
So 7 billion folks raises some scary questions about having enough food and water, that kind of thing, right?
Definitely. And we'll hear a lot about that today, I imagine. Environmental impact and risk. But, you know, there can be a positive to this. So what image comes to mind when you think of this story, Steve?
A lot of little tykes being born.
Yes. Yeah. Babies, little ones, whatever you want to call them. Growth means young people. And if you're a fast-growing country like China or India, you have a lot of babies to take care of. Mm-hmm. That means you have to educate them, provide them with health care. And if you invest in them, you get a big, smart, healthy workforce. If you can't afford to do that or you don't do it, those young people grow up to be a burden, not an asset. That's how Jeff DeBelko at the Woodrow Wilson Center put it to me.
With high population growth rates, it makes the challenge of achieving economic growth all that much more difficult.
But on the flip side, no babies is a problem, too.
In Western Europe or Japan, they're experiencing negative population growth. Where are you going to find the labor to run the economy and support the older generations?
All right, Eve Tro. So how does the U.S. stack up?
Well, it's interesting because our natural growth rate is pretty much at what's called the replacement rate, mm-hmm. 2 kids per female, flat. But because we have so much immigration, we're growing at a pretty fast rate for a developed country. Our overall population growth rate is 0.8%.
0.8%. All right, Marketplace's Eve Tro on the 7 billion day.
Yes,
Eve, thanks. European countries are in a holding pattern right now, waiting to see if China will contribute to the European bailout fund. The Chinese, of course, want to know what they can get out of the deal. And one big thing they're thinking about is technology. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
The EU is China's biggest export market, so the Eurozone crisis is spelling disaster for parts of China's manufacturing sector. But not everyone's worried.
The EU economic crisis, of course, they bring some pressure, obviously challenges, but also bring good opportunities for my work.
Yang Fenghui puts wealthy Chinese investors in touch with European businesses. He's been busy lately. The Eurozone crisis means it's cheaper than ever for Chinese investors to purchase European companies.
Buy the technology or acquire the company or make industrial investment to, for example, to buy some mines, forests, and farms. And we have this tendency and we have several projects ongoing.
China's problem is that its companies are big, but they're not global innovators. But when the Chinese buy European companies, they buy core technology, which can give them that missing edge in the global marketplace. And now that Europe needs money, it's a great time for China to make that trade. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
So let's do the numbers. Global shares are lower at the moment. Europe's off 1 to 2%. That comes as we hear this news from the Marketplace We Knew This Was Coming desk. A new report says Europe could see a big economic slowdown. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, what we know as the OECD, says Europe's in for that slowdown, blamed, of course, on the European debt crisis. Wall Street Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose slightly, 22 points, to end the day at 12,231. For the week, the Dow rose about 2.5%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By Constant Contact, combining email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on the clock. Learn more at ConstantContact.com. And by Allianz, insuring more than 80 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com.
Hey, happy Halloween. Maybe you've noticed some guy down the street carved a better pumpkin than you, or maybe your neighbor is giving out higher-end candy. As Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports, those folks may have had a little help.
Doug Gaudreau has been carving pumpkins.
Ever since my dad would allow me to pick up a knife.
And every October, he leaves his job at LA's Natural History Museum to pursue his other love, transforming pumpkins into elaborate witches, Frankensteins, and movie villains for clients like 6-year-old Victoria Castro.
We have to decorate our pumpkin.
She's picking out a pumpkin at a local pumpkin patch with her dad, Edwin.
My daughter has a project out of school. Kind of lazy. Didn't want to do the carving myself, so I thought I'd find someone here.
Doug Goudreau, who set up shop near the pumpkins, says he gets a lot of business that way. Really complicated designs can cost hundreds of dollars. Sort of complicated, like Victoria's movie villain, about $50. One family gave him $20 for the standard triangle eyes and mouth.
They just didn't want to deal with the mess, and so they sat there while their child watched me do that in 20 minutes.
And LA isn't the only place experiencing a little less Halloween DIY. Bakers around the country say business is up for cupcakes and cake pops with spiders and mummies. And in the Twin Cities, light installer Rob Slosher says hanging Halloween lights is like Christmas in October.
The purple and the orange are just awesome colors for Halloween.
He says his business is up 10% this fall.
People are working hard. The last thing they probably want to do is come home and work on their house.
If they need a little help saving time and maybe mess and hassle there, consumers are gravitating towards that.
Pam Goodfellow is with the firm Big Research. Goodfellow says Halloween spending is expected to be up about 15% this year. She says that's because Halloween is about escape.
You go out and you kind of forget the economy and you throw all cares out the window.
And wake up the next day and search around for someone to take the load off for Thanksgiving. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, haute cuisine meet hunters and gatherers. In Berlin, there's a new restaurant called Savage that serves only foods our cave-dwelling ancestors would have enjoyed. The so-called Paleolithic menu includes organic, unprocessed fruits and vegetables that don't use sugar, bread, or cheese. There is, of course, meat on the menu, but sorry, no Brontosaurus burgers. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Farm workers go where the work is, so they never really know where they live.
Before the center existed, I would start to worry 2 or 3 months before I needed to return to Napa. Where will I live? The difference now is that if I come here, there's a place for me to live.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Farm workers find shelter next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.